8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Senate Republicans are set today to unveil their plan to reform health care.
The Senate bill is considered to be a lot like the House Obamacare replacement measure, except more generous with subsidies for those needing help in buying individual insurance. Republicans on the select committee that's been crafting the bill, including John Barrasso of Wyoming, are sensitive to accusations it's been done in secret.
Still putting the final touches on it, but I've been to 30 hours of meetings. We've been meeting for the last month on this. The Republicans as a committee of the whole, every Republican senator is invited.
And it's expected that every Republican senator will be on hand to hear details of the bill that's going to the floor next week without public hearings. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
A crowd of several thousand gathered in Reston last night for a vigil organized by the Muslim Student Association from Nabra Hassanan's High School. She's the Muslim teenager murdered last weekend near her mosque. Northern Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly was one of the many political figures at the vigil. He says the Muslim community is not alone in its grief. Tropical Storm Cindy has made landfall this morning in southwestern Louisiana with top winds of about 40 miles an hour, but the wind is not as big a concern as the rainfall is.
Cindy could bring up to a foot of rain to parts of the Gulf Coast this week. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency Wednesday, and New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu asked residents to stay alert.
Rain could come over a period of time, but if it all comes at one time, we expect to have localized flooding.
The storm has already claimed at least one victim. I'm Reed Binion reporting.
The plan that Metro's general manager has to make the system safe, reliable, and affordable in the future is being endorsed by the region's Transportation Planning Board.
One of Metro's biggest needs, dedicated funding from the jurisdictions to make sure there's enough money to make improvements to the system and not just repairs when things break. Metro's Sean Kanan.
We're seeking to build support for this dedicated funding of at least $500 million per year.
There's been a lot of talk about levying a sales tax to create a dedicated funding source. Transportation Planning Board member Ron Meyer says that could work, but...
Can we make a sales tax district that makes more sense rather than taxing areas that are 100 to 150 miles away from a metro station?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new poll in Virginia just a week after the primary finds that Democrat Ralph Northam has an 8-point lead over Republican Ed Gillespie in the race for governor. The poll by Quinnipiac University gives Northam a 47 to 39% lead. Northam beat Tom Perriello in last week's primary, while Gillespie came out on top of a field of three Republican candidates. The D.C. area will soon be getting faster internet service, at least from one provider.
Comcast has announced it'll soon begin offering a faster internet connection. The company's Eliza Finley says it will deliver speeds of up to 1 gigabit per second.
Really, it's just another option. Obviously, not everyone's going to need this much speed, but it's another option that they have. And you know, you're a gamer or require large amounts to download videos and things like that. It's just another higher speed that customers are welcome to upgrade to.
She says the advances run off technology that allows Comcast to upgrade speed on their existing network so yards don't have to be dug up in order for customers to have it. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,410, the NASDAQ at 62,34. Sports, Max Scherzer takes a no-hitter into the eighth inning, but ultimately loses the no-hitter and the game as the Nats fall to Miami. The Orioles give up 5 runs for the 18th game in a row and lose to Cleveland. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's the deal.
Traffic and weather. The day's top stories and you.
This is a show that is open and welcome to both parties, Republicans and Democrats.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
Let's have that conversation.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's 4th of July 2-for-1 savings blast. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And This is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, major delays continue on 29 Colesville Road through White Oak toward Four Corners. However, all travel lanes reopen. Southbound Colesville Road at University Boulevard, accident investigation has wrapped up. On New Hampshire Avenue, as you come out of White Oak, you're having extra commuters with you there this morning. That was one of our bailout routes as 29 had been closed for such a long time. On 95, delays out of Calverton to join the Beltway. Baltimore, Washington Parkway leaving Greenbelt, and this is going northbound. North of the Beltway, crash reported northbound at BW Parkway before you get to Powder Mill Road, and we're actually looking at delays in each direction. On the George Washington Parkway, not so bad as you pass the overlooks. See some of that stop and go to get you down toward the exit for the Key Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
An air quality alert is in effect for today. We are partly sunny and hot out there. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible, especially for the afternoon, high 92. Overcast tonight, a slight chance of rain shower, low 74. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Centerville, 68 and only 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. The Prince William County School Board votes to protect LGBT students and staff. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Thursday morning. Joining us later this hour at 8:35 will be Phil Kirpin. He is president of American Commitment, and he will give us a preview of this health care bill that we are supposed to see today. I'm Mary Walter, and I get to sit next to Larry O'Connor today. It's like Christmas.
I'm the lucky one.
Those seeking admission into our country must be able to support themselves financially and should not use welfare for a period of at least 5 years.
President Trump in Iowa last night making a bold policy statement, which I would love to see Republicans immediately take up, debate, and pass in Capitol Hill today. The idea that those coming into our country from a foreign nation who want to live here, immigrate here, and eventually become American citizens, they can't get any welfare payouts, any handouts from the federal government for the first 5 years they're here. If you're here to make a better life, if you're here to get a job, if you're here to help your family out by living the American dream and getting opportunities that you don't get in your own country, then bring it. Do it. But making a better life for yourself doesn't mean coming to this country and grabbing stuff the federal government is going to give you from the pocketbooks and wallets of those of us who are in this country working hard. No, making a better life for yourself is not being dependent on the government. Making a better life for yourself is getting a job and earning money. At least that's what we're constantly told. So what's wrong with this? 888-630-9625. Is this good policy? And sadly, and maybe even more importantly, is this good or bad politics? You may like this idea, but will Donald Trump and will Republicans die on this hill if they try to make this the policy of the land, that new immigrants cannot get any federal welfare benefits for the first 5 years they're here? What do you think? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-WMAL. Obviously, I'm in favor of this. And I actually think, unlike conventional wisdom in this town, that this is a popular idea. I'm very much a free market person, Mary Walter, when it comes to most things. I want the market to determine these things. And if the market suggests that we, in fact, in our economy, we need and require cheap labor from overseas to come and fill jobs that we're told Americans won't do, okay. Okay, let's see if that's the case. Let's let immigrants come and fill those jobs if that's the only way to fill those jobs. The problem is we don't have a free market right now because people are coming here and they're getting supported by a social welfare system. That's not a free market. That's supplementing and subsidizing people coming to this country. So cut off all the benefits, come here to this country, get a job. If you can make it, great. If not, go home.
Well, what's interesting is this law already exists. It's called the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996.
So easy,
I know, it just rolls off your tongue. And that act that was passed in 1996 allows federal authorities to deport immigrants who do become dependent on public payouts within 5 years of their arrival. Now, George W. and Barack Obama rolled a lot of that back. All right. But President Trump's proposal would kind of roll it back.
So the law exists. They're just not implementing.
They're not implementing it. They made a lot of these categories exempt from it. President Bush and President Obama. He would like to put those categories back where they were when this law was passed in 1996. And also currently states usually have the authority to determine eligibility for local public assistance programs. So again, we're back at that mishmash of public, of local and federal, and who has authority and who doesn't have authority and all that. But I think this is wonderful. It's right. If these people are here for a better opportunity and a better life, get a job. That's what this is about. I can tell you right now, you're so greedy. You are xenophobic. You are racist. How can you do that to these poor people? There are CEOs in this country that if they just gave up their bonuses, we could give these people exactly what they need to start out a better life.
Yeah, these are coming from Democrats who just wasted $30 million on a House seat. You know, they could have given that money to immigrants as well and done more for it. It's not racist, of course, because immigrants don't belong to a race. You can be an immigrant from all races. Mike in Damascus here. First up on WMAL, Mike, is this good policy? Is it good politics?
I think it's good policy, but I think they got the cart before the horse. I think we need a national ID card from Trump down to the guy driving the truck. We need to, with my driver's license, I have an ID card, a national ID card for everybody. If we don't know who's in the country, you're back to where you started. I mean, we're getting invaded. From the visas extended to the kids staying from school from overseas, to the immigrants coming across the border. It's open season. We need a national ID card and then go from there.
Well, listen, national ID card is a totally different topic, and I'm not necessarily on board with you on that, but I don't think it's one or the other, Mike. I appreciate the call. But listen, we can enforce the border. We can build the wall. We can actually deport people who shouldn't be here, especially those who have broken further crimes once they broke that first crime to come to this country illegally, and we can implement this policy. You know, that's the amazing thing whenever I hear people commenting and say, oh, no, let's do this in order. We can't do that and this. What other business in this economy exists that can't multitask? We can do all of these things at the same time, the U.S. government.
Well, usually, in general, men are not good at multitasking, and it is generally run by men. And you're just, no offense, men are good at other things. Women are just better at multitasking. Just saying.
Tom from Woodbridge. I don't know why my sex has to come into the conversation.
Gender, not
Tom,
your sex.
You're on WMAL. No, my sex.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got to argue with her on that. I know a lot of women say, we can multitask.
Yeah.
And they think they can multitask. All you got to do is see them driving with a cell phone, you know, doing 20 miles an hour in the left lane. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but we can put on mascara and drive.
Another topic for another day.
Yes, okay. Now, the question I have is, and this is rhetorical, I'm sure, when did it become legal, when did it become policy to start handing welfare to people as soon as they walked in the door? Because that is completely in contrary to our immigration policy. Now, I know why it happened. It's politicians buying support. But really, it somehow it slid in there without the law really changing, because if you go and you look at immigration law, the law requires that people be self-supporting to come here. So really, this is another case of the federal government violating its own laws when politicians think they can get something for nothing when people aren't looking.
Yeah, Tom,
my wife's an immigrant. Most of my friends are immigrants, and they're all Trump supporters because they're fed up with this because they did it right.
It's a great point, Tom. Thank you. Don't you agree, Mary? I mean, this is we're always told that we are a nation of immigrants, and I get that. I understand that. But our policies with regard to immigration for a century was that you needed to prove that when you come here, you're going to be okay on your own, and we're not going to need to do anything for you.
It was called public charge. You could not become a public charge within 5 years of coming here, and that's been the law, as you said, for more than a century. We, in the name of compassion, have just kind of, you know,
but it's actually easier now to make it. It's easier now to get a job. It's easier than it was back. Are you kidding? Would you rather be an immigrant coming to America circa 2017 or 1917?
Well, 2017, I can get a phone, I can get housing, I can get food, I can get anything I want. Yeah, so no. I vote for 2017.
Not that hateful Trump is in there now.
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you agree with President Trump on this, that we need to go back and enforce the law that if you come here as an immigrant, you cannot become a public charge. You cannot collect any kind of benefit for the first 5 years that you reside in this country. We'll find out your opinion coming up. It is 8:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on the toll road. Let's go westbound. Heading west out toward the airport. Looks like in the main lines, that's where we had the crash. Westbound toll road after Route 7 near Beulah. See a bit of activity there, obviously. Boy, keeping DDOT crews very busy in town. On the westbound side, southeast-southwest freeway had the crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel with slowdowns on 295. Inbound Suitland Parkway had the crash reported before 295. But hang on, there's one more. 295 southbound as you push out of a Chevrolet, still very slow off of 50 to get past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, and report of an incident along the way. Out of Riverdale, though, improving. Looks good. In fact, I'm not seeing any delay there inside the Beltway to get on to the southbound side of 295. In Greenbelt, northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, north of the Beltway before Powder Mill Road for the crash. Heavy in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today partly sunny and hot. Chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high of 92. And you need to know there is an air quality alert in effect for today. So when you go out, try not to breathe. Tonight, overcast, slight chance of a rain shower, low of 74. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and storms possible, especially in the evening with a high near 90. Chance of rain, 90% rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Big headline coming out of President Trump's speech in Iowa last night has to do with him saying, we go back to the time when if you immigrate to this country, you don't get any federal handouts for the first 5 years that you're here. Here's the full context of his remarks.
We want to get our people off of welfare and back to work. We also want to preserve our safety net for struggling Americans who truly need help. We want to help them. People that truly need help, right, Chris? We want to help those people. But others don't treat us fairly. That's why I believe the time has come for new immigration rules, which say that those seeking admission into our country must be able to support themselves financially and should not use welfare for a period of at least 5 years.
And we want to know from you, is this good policy and, more importantly, good politics? I think it's both. Here's the deal. Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, whatever country you want to pick, they will never take care of their own citizens and create a climate where they, as a government, are helping the citizens in need, or as a government stepping out of the way and letting their economy thrive so that their citizens in need can actually reach their fullest potential. They will never do that as long as they've got the United States of America here and our largesse to be able to take their tired and their poor and their hungry off of their hands. Why should the Mexican government help their poorest citizens if they know that there's a safety valve right up north? What do you think, Melinda from Virginia? You're next up on WMAO.
Good morning. I have worked for the Department of Social Services in Virginia for over 20 years. And back in the early 90s, when welfare reform happened, it was a great policy. But one of the things I've always disagreed with is there are time limits on how long someone can get cash assistance, which is considered a program called TANF. For American citizens, that's 5 years in your lifetime, cumulative, no matter where you live in the United States. If we have an illegal immigrant, or how to say, illegal alien come in that has citizen children that were born here, because she is illegal, she doesn't have a time limit. So an illegal alien can get cash assistance for an unlimited amount of years, where a citizen is limited to 5 years.
That's amazing, Melinda.
Yes.
What a catch-22. Yes. And some would argue by design. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You know, I've often said, my husband and I dream about expatting, going to an island. And seriously, you know, we've looked at islands, a lot of people do that, but expatting and giving up citizenship, people are like, why would you give up your citizenship? I'm like, what does it get me? Other than the right to vote, what do I get that an illegal doesn't get? And the answer is pretty much nothing.
Sabine from Virginia. Is it Sabine or Sabina? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sabine is fine.
Thank you. You're on WMAO.
Yes, good morning. I'm actually born and raised in Germany, and I became American citizen. When I came in 1997-1998, I was actually escorted out of the country, and I had to apply for the legal green card from Germany, which took a year and 4 days for me to actually return. When I finally got here, I actually had to sign papers that there is a sponsor for me. I'm not allowed to get any welfare of any kind. I was totally for it. I totally agree with Donald Trump that this should be a law and should be implemented, because if you come here voluntarily, you need to work for being here voluntarily. I do not agree for getting welfare, just getting into a country or being allowed to be in a country.
Thank you, Sabine. God bless you, too, for doing it. Because look at where she is now. Yeah, that's right. You're Germans there. This sets a tone. It sets a tone from day one. You come to this country, you're here to be a part of it and participate in our economy and in our culture. And if you're not prepared to do that, shouldn't come.
Absolutely. And, you know, you quoted, you're poor, you're hungry. All that. I have to remind people all the time, it's a poem that won a contest that they had, that they held in order to raise money for the base for the Statue of Liberty. It's not policy. It's a poem, people.
How about Mark from the district? Mark, that's line five there, Mike McKay. You're on WMAO.
Hi, hello.
Hey.
So I'd just like to say that, you know, my family came to this country in the 1970s, and the first thing we did was everyone worked hard. We were offered, you know, just perks like government cheese or whatever. And, you know, we did use it, but we really didn't need it. And that's about as far as we went. We just used the cheese because we heard it was melted for recipes.
The government cheese. I miss the good old days of government cheese.
Do you remember in school when you would get whatever they were sponsoring? Whether it was cheese or you got cheese with everything. If it was raisins, you got raisins with everything.
Yeah, I was a brown bagger. 822 on WMAO.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Silver Spring or Thursday in Alexandria. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us 1 day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design 1 day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It's 8:25. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, through town, D.C., 295 North in the Naval Research Lab. Crews tell me the minor incident over to the shoulder, but continued slow up onto the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Heading south, Capitol Street over the Douglas Bridge had an incident reported. Not sure if it was a fender bender or a stalled car, so do watch. Might see some crews there if you're heading on the route across the bridge toward Nats Stadium, Nats Park. To the Wilson Bridge, we're still in that stop and go before St. Barnabas Road in Greenbelt, bunched up each direction with the crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway right near Powder Mill Road. And like I said, well, it's south of Powder Mill Road, and delays both northbound as you come off the Beltway and inside the Beltway, and southbound. We've linked up those delays before 198 out of Laurel. So for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, please plan the extra time. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly sunny and hot with some poor air quality out there as an air quality alert is in effect. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible late, high around 92. Overcast, isolated shower storm possible tonight. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're up to 79 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Hot topic today is from President Trump's speech in Iowa, where he says we want to reinstitute a policy where those who come to this country as immigrants, legal or illegal, they are not eligible for welfare benefits for the first 5 years that they're here. We think it's a good idea politically and policy-wise. Bob from Virginia, what's your take, sir? You're on WMAL.
Yes, I agree with that policy. And our experience sending my son to Canada some years ago for a course, we had to sign paperwork that said we had the assets to support him should he get in any kind of trouble up in Canada, not be able to support himself. So, yeah, I agree with that. They're not coming here for welfare.
Well, so that makes sense. Thank you, Bob, for that. Now I understand why all these Hollywood elites always threaten to move to Canada if a Republican gets elected, because it's, you know, they've got those hateful policies against those dirty immigrants who come.
That's
in.
Why they don't move there.
It's 8:28 on WMAL.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's #1 job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Phil Kirpin, the president of For American Commitment, and we're going to talk to him about the preview of what is in this health care bill. And Tommy Lahren had something to say that it's a little controversial. We'll tell you what she had to say and whether you think it's controversial. It is 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell plans to release the GOP health care bill today, and he's aiming for a vote on it before the 4th of July recess.
Republicans can only afford to lose two votes, since no Democrat is expected to support the bill.
They made it clear they're not interested in helping.
This bill is mean, very mean.
The bill is not expected to include the controversial House proposal that would allow states to decide on protections for people with pre-existing conditions.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux, the president, is touting the Senate GOP health care bill.
We have a very slim 52-48. That means we basically can't lose anybody. And I think, and I hope, can't guarantee anything, but I hope we're going to surprise you with a really good plan.
Also speaking last night in Iowa, Mr. Trump proposed reforms to the immigration system.
I believe the time has come for new immigration rules, which say that those seeking admission into our country must be able to support themselves financially and should not use welfare for a period of at least 5 years.
The school board in Prince William County has approved new anti-discrimination protections for LGBT students and employees, but the policy specifically directs the superintendent not to change the school system's existing policy on bathroom use. Thousands came to a vigil in Reston last night for Nabra Hassanan, the 17-year-old Muslim girl murdered last weekend. Fairfax County Police Chief Edwin Rossler, meanwhile, tells the Associated Press that police are investigating whether Nabra was sexually assaulted before her death. An early poll in the Virginia governor's race gives the edge for now to Democrat Ralph Northam. The Quinnipiac University poll gives Northam 47% to 39% for Republican Ed Gillespie. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,410, the Nasdaq at 62,34. Sports, Max Scherzer loses his no-hitter in the eighth inning and takes the loss as the Nats fall to the Marlins. The Orioles lose for the 10th time in 14 games. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Truth matters, especially around D.C.
Here's Dave Snell for the Stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hey, any company can say they'll show up on time, or do the job right, or offer the price you talked about. But how do you know a company will keep those promises? At Snell, we do it with our guarantees. When a stand-up guy from Snell does work on your heating and cooling system, he'll know his stuff. That's job one. His analysis of the problem will get straight to the point, guaranteed. He'll give you a price up front before any work begins. The price he quotes is the price you pay. And on the odd chance that your system does break down, in the season following that service, we'll come back out for free. All of these guarantees come from our core values, and none is more important than this. At Snell, we do what we say we're going to do. Because talk is cheap, and now more than ever, truth matters.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Joey Votto.
Deep left, the Nets going out of here.
Always red hot against the Nets. Steven Strasburg.
Strasburg blows it by him with 96.
And Cincy seeing red last July. License to hit versus permission to deal. Catch everything. Nationals Reds. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
Make a memory with family and friends this summer as Ricky Fowler, defending champion Billy Hurley, and the PGA Tour's rising stars take on TPC Potomac June 26th through July 2nd. Declare your day at the Quicken Loans National, a summertime event that brings you close to the action with various ticket options, including new reserve stadium seats. Tickets for the Quicken Loans National start at just $20 with complimentary admission for kids 12 and under. Buy today at QLNational.com. That's QLNational.com.
Get ready for the concert experience of the year. The number one selling duo in music history. Daryl Hall and John Oates. And international music icons, Tears for Fears. Plus a special acoustic performance by Alan Stone. June 26th, 7 p.m., Verizon Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Tears for Fears.
Hey, Safeway shoppers. Did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway and start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, in addition to our normal slowdowns, we also have some incidents problems. Baltimore-Washington Parkway there is where we're still dealing with the crash in the Greenbelt area. Happened in the northbound direction as you approach Powder Mill Road. And I'm looking at big delays here each way. So northbound BW Parkway, delays begin out of Riverdale. So that's inside the Beltway. So get ready for that unexpected volume. Southbound heavy out of Laurel and Rubberneck at the scene of the crash. Also coming off the Beltway, you'll see some of those delays as well. Still with 95 delays south of the ICC to join on to the outer loop. In case you missed it, 29 Colesville Road at Four Corners. That's been reopened at a long going accident investigation. But again, southbound 29 open at University Boulevard. 270 with the volume south of Clarksburg to the Beltway. On the toll road, westbound side of the Dulles Toll Road. The accident after Route 7 as you come up toward Beulah, which there's still a lot of fire and rescue at the scene there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're partly sunny and hot today, but those with respiratory issues, be careful. Air quality alert is in effect for today. Our high 92, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Overcast tonight, a slight chance for a rain shower, low 74. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Stafford, 75 in Greenbelt, 79 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. So, Republicans are supposed to be, allegedly, revealing the Senate version of the health care bill today. And to give us a preview of that is Phil Kirpin. He is president of American Commitment. Phil, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. And how are you?
I'm doing great, Mary. How are you?
Doing just fine. So what can we expect from this bill? Is this going to be greatly changed from the House's version of the bill? I've heard rumors that there are going to be a lot of changes that people in the House may not like.
Well, you know, I don't know for sure because I'm not in the secret room, so I'll find out for sure with the rest of us later today. But based on what I've heard and in the public reports, it looks like there are some significant changes, although the overall structure of the bill is very similar. Probably the biggest change is that instead of the new tax credits being age-related and a flat tax credit regardless of income, they are now going to be income-based and capped for people at about 350% of the federal poverty level. So the structure of the the subsidies or tax credits is going to be much more similar to what's in Obamacare, and that's probably because senators were worried about political attacks, about the subsidies being insufficient for lower-income people and people in their 60s, that kind of thing. So the subsidy structure is going to look much more like Obamacare than it looks like the House bill. I think that the other big question mark where there are almost certainly changes is which regulatory provisions can be waived subject to the waivers that states can apply for. Reportedly, the Senate bill does not have a new waiver provision like the House bill does, but in some way expands the existing Obamacare waiver section 1332. It looks like that will not include the community rating price controls, which the House at the last minute did include, which was politically controversial, but is actually really important for getting premiums down, and so that'll be a point of contention. And the other big change of particular significance to conservatives is that while the Senate bill reportedly retains the defunding of Planned Parenthood, it does not include the so-called Hyde language that prohibits taxpayer funding for abortions under the programs in the bill, and that could be a major problem politically, even if it gets through the Senate, coming back to the House, where it could cost conservative votes.
So basically, my premiums aren't going down, is what you're telling me.
Well, they'll probably go down some, just because Obamacare is so disastrously designed that you know, a lot of things that they are getting at with this bill, like the loosening the age bans and the essential health benefits and some of the other regulatory requirements, you'll get some premium relief. But you know, your premium will probably come down 10 or 20% after it probably doubled or tripled. Which, you know, they're going to get it turned in the right direction, but this bill is only going to be the first step of several. And I think they've been pretty clear about the strategy having multiple phases. So we'll see what else they can do in terms of regulatory relief at HHS and on future bills and so forth. But the other thing I should mention that doesn't change much reportedly, and we'll find out for sure later today, doesn't change much reportedly from the House bill, is that almost all of the Obamacare taxes are repealed, and that's a big deal, and that will provide you with some tax relief most likely.
Phil Kirpin, Larry O'Connor here. How are you, Phil? We've known each other for...
I'm good. What are you doing, triple duty today?
Hardly. We've known each other for several years, and I remember watching you on social media and on some of your writing and guest appearances back during the early parts of the Obama administration. And one of your big criticisms, and many other conservatives and Tea Party activists, big criticisms of Obamacare was the way in which it was passed, the methods that Democrats used in passing it. And lo and behold, it looks as though the Republicans are sort of slipping into that same trap. They're not having public hearings, or not nearly as many as they should. This whole thing has been shrouded in secrecy. Is that a fair criticism? Should they open up this process and say, let's do it the right way?
Well, look, what the Democrats did was really outrageous, and, you know, they're now trying to say that what they did is not as bad as what the Republicans did, which is kind of a silly, you know, I mean, they're both keeping bills secret until they vote on it about a week before.
Okay,
I mean,
can we agree that they're both pretty awful?
Yeah, they're both pretty terrible in this regard. And, you know, what the Democrats did is they spent a year doing all kinds of hearings and passing all kinds of different versions, then they threw them all in a trash can and wrote a brand new bill in Harry Reid's office in secret, brought it to the Senate floor under the threat of you're going to miss your Christmas at home with your family if you don't vote for this on Christmas Eve, and that's how they got it through the Senate. You know, the Republicans at least are not using the threat of missing Christmas to get this thing through, but it is pretty similar in that they're again writing it in secret in the majority leader's office, and then they're going to try to pass it within a week of when people finally see it. And so it is similar in that regard. What I hope is not similar, and what I expect is not similar, is that the way they got the final several votes, the Democrats, to get Obamacare passed, they just put outright bribes and corruption, ridiculous special deals, the Cornhusker kickback and the Louisiana Purchase and the Gatorade, and they all had sort of funny names. I hope that that's not how they're going to get this past the finish line this time, that they can do it on the merits and convince people on policy. So if they don't need all kinds of corrupt individual single-senator deals, then this will be a less corrupt process than last time, but that's setting the bar off.
Less corrupt than Nancy Pelosi. That's something. But yeah, there is one political angle on this that a lot of people are taking for granted, that no Democrat will vote for this, and so the Republicans are going to have a horrible time trying to keep the Susan Collinses of the world on board, and at the same time keeping the Ted Cruz and Rand Pauls of the world on time. Do you agree with that narrative that we're hearing, or is it possible that maybe a Joe Manchin, maybe a Claire McCaskill, maybe a Democrat who is worried about getting reelected in this next go-around, they might have to be forced to come on board because they know how disastrous Obamacare is?
Well, I think that Democrats have made a political calculation that it's better for them to stay completely on the sidelines and sort of let Republicans fight with themselves and try to get this done without them. And so I don't think we're going to see any votes for this from Senate Democrats next week. The big question mark for me is, if this Republican-only effort fails and they don't get a bill done and it doesn't get to the president, at that point, does the pressure on Democrats from Obamacare failing and their states having, you know, so many areas with only one provider, even zero, do they start to say, hey, you know what, we need to go to the negotiating table and actually get something done? And so, you know, I think given the total collapse and failure of Obamacare that's pretty obvious everywhere, you know, Anthem Blue Cross pulled out of Wisconsin yesterday. It seems like we have another one of these big stories every single week. You got to figure that at some point, even Democrats know something has to be done. But I don't think we're going to see them forced to the table as long as they think they can avoid it. So I wouldn't expect any Democrats to even consider voting for this next week.
And just one quick question. Was it ever possible for them to just do this piecemeal, just deal with Medicare, just deal with, you know, the Hyde Amendment? Was that ever possible?
Well, unfortunately, the way the Senate rules are, and I'm all for changing these, by the way, but the way the Senate rules are, you can't really do much of anything without 60 votes, except for this once-a-year budget reconciliation process that they're using. And so, you know, you only get one shot per year at passing a bill with 50 votes instead of 60, which is why they're trying to get this all done in this single vehicle with all the complexity and so forth. You know, there are parts to healthcare reform that probably can be done with 60 votes. For instance, repealing the so-called death panel, the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which is not in this bill because it doesn't meet the budget rules. That could almost certainly get 60 votes because all the Democrats say they're against it too. So there are things like that, and that's probably going to be a separate phase of this. But doing this in smaller pieces would have been very hard for procedural reasons.
Well, Phil Kirpin, thank you so much. That's Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment. Thank you. It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I feel like I'm doing a workout here this morning. So much going on. I know commuters have been quite busy, too. So let's go westbound first on the Dulles Toll Road. Unexpected delays, but you're with us, so you know. As you come off the Beltway, before you even get to Route 7, that's where the westbound toll road delays are. That takes you past Buell up toward Hunter Mill Road. And just a few moments ago, police said they had everybody stop. Looked like the airport lanes were open. Now, inbound toll road, your travel lanes are open, so not affected. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, major mess here in Greenbelt. The crash northbound side, north of the Beltway before you get to Powder Mill Road and jammed each way. In fact, go inside the Beltway and then also out of Laurel to check out all the activity. They may even block the left lane southbound there. On southbound Colesville Road, University Boulevard and Four Corners, that accident investigation wrapped up. Just trying to ease out those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
An air quality alert is in effect for today. We are partly sunny and hot out there. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible, especially for the afternoon, high 92. Overcast tonight, a slight chance of rain shower, low 74. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
The Wine Outlet is your neighborhood destination for the best prices, service, and selection of wine and craft beers, offering tastings every Friday and Saturday at their locations in Vienna, McLean, and now Great Falls. Visit wine-outlet.com. The Wine Outlet. Big box prices, small store service.
Tomi Lahren, that blonde conservative commentator from, she used to be on One American News, then on The Blaze, and I don't know where she is now, but she's sassy, that one. She makes news a lot saying things, and this time she said things, and people are talking about it. She made the case, technically she did not say this direct quote, mediaitis sort of jumbled it around, but the essence was, it's really easy to be a woman in the United States of America. It's the greatest place on the planet to be a woman, and yet it is very hard to be a conservative in this country. Basically, it's harder to be a conservative than it is to be a woman in the United States. I find that to be intriguing, and I wouldn't necessarily disagree, although I'm not a woman, so I don't know what it's like. What about you?
Sometimes you feel like a woman, though, right?
And sometimes I don't.
All right. And that's the beauty of being able to choose your gender.
The point is...
Now, here's the thing.
Well, I think meant something else.
No. I wasn't going to let you go there. Here's the thing. I do believe that at this point in time, right now, being a conservative is harder because you don't have the right to free speech in this country anymore if you're a conservative.
So as a conservative woman, do you find yourself, you know, in some way beleaguered more as a conservative than as a woman?
Absolutely.
You agree?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
Right.
I think it's harder harder to be a conservative. I just got unfriended on Facebook by a neighbor because I dared to preserve someone's right to not agree with gay marriage. Personally, I don't care. Personally, if you want to get, I don't care who you marry. It doesn't bother me. But because I defended someone's right to have an opinion that was different than the mob.
Right.
I was called a troll, I was demeaned, and I was shunned out.
Now, let me guess, and this is a remark, yesterday on the Larry O'Connor show.
Who's that guy?
We did a conversation about this, and I asked women to call in. You tell me, and we had, you know, how many women listen to WMAL? It's a wonderful thing. And they all had the same story, that the biggest problems they have as conservative women come from other women.
Oh, yeah.
This person who unfriended you, is it a woman?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Women are their own worst enemy. The toughest criticisms I get come from women.
Yeah, and this article...
Absolutely.
The article at Mediaite, who is hammering Tomi Lahren about this, written by a woman. And the whole idea that as a woman, you're supposed to think a certain way and your brain is supposed to act a certain way because you're a woman, isn't that sexist?
Oh, absolutely.
Aren't our brains, you know...
It's amazing. If you want to compare, Republicans are... Women act like Republicans and men act like Democrats. Democrats will stick together and they will defend each other and have each other's back no matter what. It's kind of like the boys' club. You know, men will defend each other. Women will tear each other down every chance they get. It's frightening.
Well, I'll never tear you down, Mary Walter. I got your back. We'll
Thank
stick
you.
Together.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I mean, until it behooves me otherwise. 8:49 on WMAL.
The summer is heating up, and so are the deals at Cabela's during our 4th of July sale. If you're heading to the lake, take 50% off Quantum Solo spinning and casting rod and reel combos. Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vest starting at $7.49. And Body Gloves Riptide 3 Water Shoes for only $7.49. While you're here, check out our sidewalk sale. We've got huge savings on hundreds of items with new gear added daily. Make Cabela's your one-stop for summer savings and all your outdoor gear.
This summer, experience the open road in America's luxury brand. With all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln. And Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln. Customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label and protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You ever heard of herd mentality? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Herd mentality is when you start thinking or acting like the people around you. And it's led to some really interesting results in a new French study. It found that laziness, impatience, and prudence can actually be contagious. The study's lead author says these three traits drive most of our daily decisions, which are made up of trade-offs between the prospect of reward and cost, such as risk, effort, and delay. Now, the researchers say their subjects were mostly unaware of what was going on, but they wondered if the participants were to consciously realize what was happening, would it make a difference or not? Meantime, surround yourself with people who are just as ambitious or even more ambitious than you are. It might just provide you with the motivation that you need to sort of kick it up a notch, if you will. And it certainly couldn't hurt. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-327-7779 now, and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-327-7779 now for your discount certificate, and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-327-7779. That's 800-327-7779.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
Most West Virginians don't have a choice. We don't get to decide how much our healthcare costs go up.
No one's asking us if older Americans should be charged five times more for coverage than everyone else. And it's not our decision if Congress cuts Medicaid, leaving millions of seniors without the care they need. No, we don't get to make those choices. But Senator Capito, you do. And the choice you make on the new health care bill in Congress will decide whether countless West Virginians keep their health coverage or have it stripped away, especially people over 50. It's your choice whether to stand with us or support a bill being written in secret. A bill that could make it harder for us to afford to go to the doctor, fill our prescriptions, or get the basic medical care we depend on. Just one vote could be enough to stop this bill. And Senator Capito, that vote is yours.
Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Paid for by AARP.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too, and be careful out there. We'll take you on to 29. And to recap, southbound 29 in Maryland, Colesville Road at University Boulevard, that's been reopened. That had been closed for a while this morning with accident investigations. To watch for delays out of White Oak on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound, north of the Beltway and Greenbelt, jammed as you come off the Beltway and out of Riverdale, southbound side, leaving Laurel, and that's all to check out the activity again just south of Powder Mill Road. On I-95 northbound, north of 198 for the crash. On the Beltway through Silver Spring, had a fender bender in the backups. Hold on the toll road, westbound, an unusual backup. Westbound after you pass Beulah as you come up toward Hunter Mill Road for the crash. Still a lot of activity. At one point, they had everybody stopped. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly sunny and hot with some poor air quality out there as an air quality alert is in effect. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible late, high around 92. Overcast, isolated shower storm possible tonight. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
It's an engaging conversation, and that's what we like to do here.
All kinds of stuff to talk about.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
I agree with you on that.
We're on the same page here.
I'm so glad I got the chance to hear you today.
Okay, thanks for your call.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Hey, it's Washington. You never know who's listening.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
One Touch Ultra meter users. You asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the One Touch Vario Flex meter with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your CVS pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the OneTouch Vario Flex Meter today. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now?
Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And then I saw the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
I'd been in so much pain, and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. My name is Kristen, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
So coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, sadly, Larry will not be here with me, so it will be a sad show. But
you've had a lot of sad shows this year.
It's going to be sad because you won't be with me.
Thanks for being so welcoming, though. It was nice to be here.
You brought cupcakes and donuts. It was really, really nice. I know. Good morning, Chris Plant.
Hey, it's Chris Plant.
I walked into the middle of something here.
We're going to talk healthcare tomorrow. We won't talk about Larry sleeping in and being a slacker.
Sleeping in, yeah. Well, I got my list is so long today. It's shocking. Let me just tell you that President Trump.